right, everybody. Don, we're back. It's episode 43, if you can believe it.
I can believe it.
You better believe it.
Yeah, it feels like we've been doing this forever. Does it actually? Does it feel like we've...
I feel like we've done this like 42 times.
Good answer.
I thought it might be interesting today. We've talked a lot about, in our other episodes, about creativity as it relates to our industry and the work that we do with design and advertising and all these things. I thought it might be interesting to have a little tangent and talk about creative endeavors or hobbies or otherwise that we'd like to do that don't relate to advertising. Or maybe they do. I don't know. But in our personal lives, things that we like to do outside of that.
Yes.
Just as a general topic.
Yes.
So I'm going to start by asking you a question.
Oh, boy. I'm on the hot seat.
You're in the hot seat.
Okay. I love it.
Growing up.
Yes.
What was your first creative endeavor? What was the hobby or thing or creative activity that you did that first sort of resonated with you that you enjoyed?
Hands down, don't even have to think about it whatsoever. Immediate answer is drawing.
Drawing.
Yes. call me Harold in the purple crayon, right? Mm. No, I couldn't tell you when I started drawing because I've always been drawing. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, just drawing, always.
And you're good at it.
And then always had kind of an ability to draw what I saw, right? And I will say I did have loving parents that really nurtured the artistic side of my life, right? And I would do art classes at school, obviously, right? But then I'd also do like, oh, I'm at the community center or I'm taking a drawing class at the YMCA or I always had extracurricular activities outside of sports that revolved around drawing, and then that sort of grew into painting.
And was that something that your parents sort of steered you into and then you found a love of it, or was that something you went to them and went, hey, I really want to try this?
No, I loved, as I've mentioned before on previous podcasts, I loved comics as a kid. I think, I've got pictures of my six-year-old birthday and I'm wearing like full Amazing Spider-Man pajamas. I've got the Amazing Spider-Man cake. You know, all that kind of crazy stuff. Yeah. So I've always had a love of sort of superheroes and comic books and that sort of sequential storytelling aspect. And so definitely there was, I'm tracing out of comics to learn how to do things. Right. I'm drawing. I loved the movie, this is a weird tangent, the original Rankin Bass, I think is who made it, the original Hobbit cartoon movie. Do you remember that? Old one? Okay. Well,
and I'm not the person to ask.
Well, there's an old book. I mean, I want to say it's like from the 70s, man. Like that is The Art of the Hobbit, right? Okay. And for whatever reason, we had that book in my house and I would bring that book everywhere. It's a big hardback book and I keep it in my backpack, schlep it to school, and I would draw out of that thing all the time. I was infatuated.
Like just copy the drawings both?
Yeah, so I'm drawing orcs, golem, dwarves, all sorts of fantasy, interesting fantasy illustrations. So drawing is definitely something that's just kind of the fiber of who I am. Mm. And I think it was independent of my parental participation, right? But I think they did support, like it didn't start because they pushed it on me,
right?
But it was definitely supported.
But they nurtured that.
Yeah, they nurtured it, right? And I've mentioned my father is a photographer,
right?
So he, has a creative vibe.
Okay, quick question: did you ever send in one of those? Can I draw? Remember those 80s tests?
Yes, where the pirate and the turtle or whatever. Okay, it was a TV commercial, wasn't
it?
Yeah. No, I never did that. But as I got older, I did mail in drawings to like competitions.
Okay.
Right.
Sure.
So it was, I can't remember. It's like certain magazines. And it was like, you draw this character or draw this, whatever the case, draw it, mail it in. And then maybe it'll be in next month's, issue of this, that, and whatever.
Sure.
Right.
Sure.
I don't think I ever got anything.
What was that? What was that draw thing? What was that for?
I don't remember. It was just,
do you have the talent?
Yeah.
I mean, it was.
Yeah. Here's what we should do. We should try to dig up that commercial. I mean, 100% it's on YouTube. It has to be on YouTube somewhere.
Of course.
We need to put that on our socials or something. You know what I mean? Do a link to that one. It was a classic commercial.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I remember, I have vivid memories of being in my grandmother's den in Danville, California, shout out, right there by Walnut Creek, and seeing that on TV.
Yeah.
no doubt about it. And did I do it? Absolutely. I did draw it.
Yeah.
I just never mailed it in.
Sure.
Yeah, that type of thing. Sure. So, yeah. How about you, I guess? I mean, since you same question, sort of flip back.
I am the opposite of an illustrator or a drawer. You've seen my drawings.
I have. They're effective though.
Quick little industry explanation. When we do our insider, I guess, idea, when we concept stuff, I think I'm notorious, at least here, for my, all I do is stick drawings. I'll put the idea down with a headline or whatever, and then draw like the world's worst stick figure drawing to try and explain the idea. And maybe we've been working together so long that you can magically interpret exactly what I'm trying to do.
Honestly, though, Rob, the best drawings you do is when you try to draw hands.
Oh, really?
Because we were working on, I mentioned it with Carrie actually on a previous podcast. We were working on a wings campaign, for chicken wings. And there was something that involved hands. And it was like, it was pretty awesome.
I've always been envious of people who can draw. That's always been a skill set I wish I could do. And I just can't. I just can't do it. But in my defense, good ideas come across with only a stick figure drawing.
Yeah.
And if it works, then you can do it. I do wish I could draw.
The classic example I've said for, I mean, gosh, 20 years, even since when I was like teaching and whatnot, was the Nike, the Air Jordan, the Jordan, the stick figure stick figure of a guy dunking a basketball.
Yeah.
And it's Jordan 1 Gravity Zero.
Right.
That is an effective ad and an amazing idea, whether it's a stick figure on a cocktail napkin or whether it's the most amazing photograph of Michael Jordan dunking a basketball. Like the idea is great. Right.
Yeah.
So
my first, I think creative endeavor was building models.
Oh.
And building models. Okay. And so I really got into...
Now, you had the old snap ones that didn't need glue.
Oh, I was
and
glued.
Then you had the ones where you needed the testers.
I was testers.
The testers.
I was a tester. Okay. Snaps are for amateurs.
Yes, I 100% agree.
Snaps are for amateurs.
How did you feel when it was a birthday and you opened up a present and you got a model?
There was an F-14A Tomcat.
Well, hold on, but that was a snap.
Oh.
I mean, immediate disappointment?
Yeah, I mean, I would feign excitement, but be secretly dying inside.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
But what I would do is, and me and my good buddy Jason.
Who made those? Revel? Revel? R-E-V-E-L-L?
Yeah, but then there was Tamiya? Also, there was a bunch of them.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was one classic one, and there's a red logo.
Okay.
I can think
It'll
of.
Come to you. It'll come
anyway,
to
we
okay,
used
models.
To, I used to love models. I used to love to build models.
Yes.
Testers, shout out. And I love to go to the hobby shop and just the wall of paint.
Oh God.
Oh,
so
the wall
good.
Of paint. It was so good.
And each one of those little teeny bottles
tiny,
was like $3 or $4.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so expensive.
But you'd finally convince your parents to drive you all the way out to the model shop, which was nowhere close.
Nowhere close.
But you'd go out there and you'd have your F4. Yeah. I'm going to do an F-14A Tomcat, but then I've also got like a tank.
Yeah.
And I've got this and that. And my buddy Jason and I, we were also into, I think as you were as a kid, we were way into heavy metal.
Yes.
So we would listen to, and it was always Ozzy Osbourne, we would always listen to like Bark at the Moon or Diary of a Madman and stay up until like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Making models?
Making models.
Dude, that's awesome.
So we would have a sleepover at my house or his house.
Yeah.
And we would just build models.
Yes.
And then by the, and the painting and the brushes and the thing. I loved all that.
Well, they have those crazy labels. They didn't have stickers too. Remember you had to cut out the labels.
With the water.
Yep. I was going to let you do it. Yeah.
The water. Yeah. You had to cut out the sticker and the shape.
Yeah.
Put the water on it and then transfer.
It was a transfer.
It was a transfer.
It was a transfer, which was always so delicate and like you can't let it tear,
No. And then you rip one and they don't give you extras.
No. You had no extras.
So, I mean,
this isn't like Lego sets these days. You don't get an extra piece.
You're one and done.
Yeah. Yeah. You're
SL. But then you built the model. So then what we would do is, so we would stay up literally all night listening to Ozzy Osbourne and building models.
Nothing wrong with this story at all.
And then what I would do is hang them from my ceiling with fishing line.
Yes. I did that as well.
So you would take a thumbtack and twist the line around and hang it to the ceiling. So by the end of my, I don't know, when I was 12, 13, whatever, my entire room.
Are there photos of this? It's got to be
sure
photos.
There are. We got to dig it up. But,
yeah.
I mean, there were fighter jets just hanging at all. And you'd hang
different
them
levels.
From different levels and things. So my room was, when you walked into my room, it was like the walls were all like cheesy metal posters, and then there were just airplanes hanging from.
Dude, I had cheesy metal posters on the ceiling of my room. My parents were just aghast with what I had done in there. It was like, oh, we'll deal with it when he moves out. Like,
but that was probably my first like creative.
Now here's the extra tidbit. Did you ever like burn the models at all and do the cotton balls and stuff? No, like you made like a diorama in your room. Okay.
Yeah, no, I didn't do, I know what you're talking about, but I didn't do that.
I tried to do that.
Ones that like, as I got better and better, like crappy ones,
this one's gotta go.
Let's get a couple of M80s and blow this thing up.
Go hit it with a cherry bomb. Right.
Yeah. So we did a little bit of that.
Okay.
But then that graduated to, and I think you had the same path as well, but that then graduated to remote control cars.
Oh, yes.
And that became I don't know if that's really creative, but it became a hobby.
Yeah.
The building of the car and the putting of the decals and the designing of the car and the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. The old Tamiya, the Grasshopper as the entryway into RC cars was incredible. So, yeah, I kind of rekindled that a few years back with my son.
With the RC10.
Yeah, we got an RC10. It's broken. I've never fixed the slipper clutch.
Mine's broken too. You got a free one. You remembered?
I ordered one and we got two. Yeah, exactly. So there was that. But now I've got the Traxxas. We've got the Traxxas
X-Max. Yeah, you've leveled up.
Oh, yeah, dude. This thing's like RC car that goes like 50 miles. It's incredible. It is a magnet at the playground, you know, or at the park. You know what I mean? Just kids are like, what is going on with that? So, all right. So that's kind of a trip down memory lane of creative endeavors. What about now? What about creative endeavors outside of advertising now? Should we talk about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about that. I need to think about
it. Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah,
I'll
go
first.
Ahead.
I think, and this either may surprise you or may not surprise you at all. I'm not sure where this is going to go, but obviously I still love comics. I still love all sorts of creative things, so whatever that. But I will say that my creative endeavors now that I love to do outside of work is like construction projects. Yep. Like working on the house, fixing things,
truck,
making things. Yeah. Or the truck, you know, I bought an old 1967 Ford truck and working on that, doing things like that. And I love, you know, it's interesting. I mean, we flex our brain all day, you know, advertising, design, coming up with concepts and talking to clients and doing all sorts of stuff. Right. There's something really, really satisfying as long as you're not on a deadline of working with your hands, you know, and making something, right? Woodworking, fixing, you know, creating metal shop with the truck, things like that, right? And just kind of turning your brain off, you know what I mean? And you're just being totally present in the project at hand, you know?
Yeah.
You've joked with me in the past that like, I'm the big painter. I paint all the houses. I don't hire painters. I paint my own house. I paint the walls. I paint this. Yeah, I do all the whatever. And I absolutely love it because I'm just totally present in the moment, only concerned about what's happening with the painting. I'm not thinking about other things. Right. So it's interesting that I think my creative endeavors outside, I get a sense of satisfaction of completion, right?
Yeah.
And still doing something creative and handy, but it's not a requirement to have like intense thinking. I know that sounds weird.
No, it
because
doesn't.
Like
it doesn't.
I was working on the truck and I wanted to put a beautiful wood bed in the back of this old classic truck, right? And that took a long time, you know. And yes, you are using your brain. It's not like I'm totally off. I've got all these compound curves. I got to go around wheel wells. I got the metal rail. I got all this crazy stuff going on, right? But that's kind of part of the fun is the problem solving and stuff like that. But it's using your brain in a totally different creative manner, right?
I think that. Is true in a lot of ways. And I think that, you know, for me, and this is going to sound like a lame answer, but I'm going to say it anyway. I try and in the different things that I enjoy doing, the hobbies that I enjoy doing outside of work, bringing creativity to that, whatever it happens to be, right? So think about like fishing is something I really enjoy.
Yeah.
So fishing to me, it's like, okay, we go out and we go fishing and then we've got, I have a tackle box that's embarrassingly large.
Yeah.
And has an embarrassingly large amount and variety of
things. Does it have wheels on the bottom of the tackle box? With like one of those telescoping handles, like a...
One of them does.
Okay. It's a piece of luggage.
No, but to me, when we go out fishing, it's, okay, I need to be creative in what I'm deciding to throw and what I'm deciding to do.
Sure.
And is that creativity? I don't know. I think so, maybe. But it's also like... Hey, when I go skiing, like, all right, I'm skiing down this thing, but I need to pick a line that I really enjoy. And being, so I think it's just weaving a little bit of creativity in a lot of the different things that I that I do.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, like work, it's like, oh no, I have to be creative all
day long.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like it's just creative, creative, creative. So yeah, I think absolutely. It's just sprinkling creativity in the different things, everyday activities and hobbies and things that I enjoy. And I think you would agree that with our kids, you know, helping them with creativity.
Oh yeah, totally.
Right. So helping foster creativity in our kids and whatever they're happen to be working on is a nice outlet too for creativity.
Yeah. I think it's, I started off this conversation saying hands down drawing. I mean, that was the thing that lit the fire and kind of made me who I am to a certain extent. It's interesting if I think about it now, the only time I do drawing is with my kids.
Right.
Like I don't really independently draw on my own for my own personal projects or anything anymore. Maybe I should, but I don't. But I do enjoy the satisfaction of drawing with my kids. And that's, I've done that with all of my children, right? So my youngest now, we have, being in the industry, we have the luxury of knowing a lot of printers and we get gigantic sheets of paper. I mean, like humongous pieces of paper, like drawing on the floor, like, I mean, bigger than your table, right? And it'll be, all right, dude, you draw, you know, this half of the drawing and I'll draw this half of the drawing. And we're both working on the drawing at the same time. And we kind of just meet in the middle, right? So it's, hey, what do you want to draw? And it's like, oh, I want to draw a dragon. All right, awesome. You're like, I'll draw this. You draw the head. I'll do the, you know what I mean? That type of stuff, right? So.
Right. Well, and the same thing too, like with writing with my kids, depending on what, like my daughters went through college and college applications and concepting ideas for essays and things and helping with that.
Yeah.
She did all of it, by the way.
That sounds stressful. For me, that sounds stressful.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. I mean, I love having her come to me and pitching me ideas on what she's going to write the essay about and things like that. So I think it's same thing, taking a little bit of drawing and illustration and what you do in your professional life and teaching that to our kids is a super awesome thing to do.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Well, it's, you know, we use it all day long, but you also kind of can't turn it off sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
Which is a blessing. I don't consider that a curse by any stretch. I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, I'm going to bring this all the way back
to
what we talked about on an earlier podcast, which is what Rick Rubin said in the book.
Yes.
Which is we're all creative.
Yeah. Every human is inherently creative.
And it's just how do you entertain that?
Yeah.
And how do you expose that to the world? Whatever that is.
Yeah. Have you read more of that book?
Yeah, I flipped through it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's great. I love it.
Yeah,
I love that it's just sort of anecdotal and you can kind of pick it up wherever.
Yes. Yes.
He also has a more linear just sort of biography of his life. But I find that I think to be a little more interesting just because you can kind of pick it up and it's a nice, I've got 10 minutes here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Pick up and,
for sure.
And anecdotally. But we'll come back and visit that, I think, again.
I think we should do another podcast. One on that. So, all right.
All right. That's a little bit of what we do outside of work and creativity in general.
Love it. Where can
the
people find us?
We encourage you, our beautiful audience, to be creative in all of your endeavors. And the people can find us, of course, on the interwebs at mocktheagency.com and then on any of the socials at mocktheagency as well.
Yes.
We always encourage feedback, ideas, thoughts, suggestions, comments, concerns.
No concerns.
Calls to the police, whatever you deem necessary.
No.
And thanks for tuning in, and we will talk with you next time.
Thanks, everybody.